Hey everybody, it's Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there between the demo and the ready room in the Grove. You can head over there Friday. They have an all new music happy hour going on. Free Four Hands brewery, beer for those of age. 10% off any purchase. And you can pick up some new vinyl from Walls of Jericho, Greg Allman, Jeff Healey, Black Rain, Yo Gotti, RJD2, Bob Mold, Big Star, White Denim, and Ike and Tina Turner, and a whole lot more. Also, this Saturday, the 26th, there will be a live in-store and EP listening party from the Trophy Mules. So come out Friday, Saturday. They got all kinds of fun stuff going on. And find more information about all that on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Randy with Echo Trace, and you're listening to Rock
Paper
Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Swansea, Illinois, hanging out with the guys of Echo Trace.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
I guess let's go ahead and you guys want to introduce yourselves and what you do with the band?
All right. I'm Randy. I'm vocals and guitar.
I like you. You waved it. All
yeah. Well, you're the host and you're across from me, so yeah. Singer, songwriter, whatever.
I'm Keith Manfry. Two N's in that. One N's not enough, and three's too many. So two N's on that. I play percussion.
I'm John. I'm the new guy, the bass player, and. No ends in that.
That'd be 8:35. Please around.
You're not drinking your beer. It's getting warm. Look at you.
I can't drink during an interview.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna drink it during the
interview. Why Manfry? Where'd Manfry come from?
It came from me pulling into McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I'd be ordering like a cheeseburger and I'm like, yeah, that'll be all. And she'll be like, you sure that's all for you, ma'am? And so the concept is I need to be manly.
Yeah.
Like I want a man fry. I want a man burger.
Give me some of the man cheese.
Quarter
man fries.
Quarter mander with cheese.
Doesn't matter how deep he says it though, whenever he gets back and done ordering, they're gonna be like, alright, ma'am, that's 8:35, please pull around to the first window. It's okay, you just speak feminine. You're a complete man otherwise. There you go. Does that make you feel better?
No, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, he's working on it. He's not built with that, with the, what was the guy that had a real deep, where is my son Akeem? I can't remember his damn name now. You remember the dad in Coming to America?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, he also did Darth Vader, yeah. You just got to talk like that from now on. Yeah. Just study his voice, James Earl Jones.
That's Where's it. My son, Akeem?
I don't know, ma'am. Where is he?
I didn't mean practice it now, dickhead.
Well, I'm working
that's
on
awesome,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're just going to focus on that, the whole podcast.
1 hour of man fry. Man fry hour. What episode did you say we are?
194.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strange number, but I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to think, like, some of them, like, were kind of fun to go with the note. Like I did like, 187, like those are that's pretty,
yeah, that was a lucky number there for that, or unlucky depending on how you look at it, you know,
but, I don't know. So yeah, there's going to be a couple here that,
what are you going to do to celebrate when you get the good old 420? Screwed on that one.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get there. Hopefully, that's, maybe next week or something. Probably I've been around
a couple hundred in the last few days.
I do 54 podcasts a day. Mostly bands, some homeless people.
All right.
Sometimes just myself.
But yeah, man. So 194, man. I've been at it a while. You guys, for those that might not know, I'd been on once before, Randy and Keith, with Divide the Empire. Your guys' rock band.
Yeah, the heavy side.
Yeah. So if you missed that one, go back, check that out also after you listen to this one. So,
yeah, number 122 on that one. It was a good interview.
Yeah, that was a good time. But yeah, now we're over here in Swansea, Illinois, hanging out, talking about the band. This is more of a... you guys were an acoustic duo for...
Yeah, well, we started out, we were in a band together a while back called DNA, and I think we put in about 8 years, played gigs every weekend. We were somewhere playing, and when that fell apart, we were like, well, what do we want to do? We want to still do something. Our bass player was moving to St. Charles, and our guitar player just decided that he wanted to go down a different path, didn't want to jam anymore.
I think it's funny you said the band's name is DNA, and you're wearing a... Screaming semen.
It's all in my DNA. Yeah. So we just decided to just keep going. So we had been jamming down here for years. So we just continued to jam and just came up with a different name.
Yeah. So how long is Echo Trace been?
Echo Trace is 5 years.
No.
Yeah, because Divide's been together for around 5 years. So.
All right, it's close to 5 years.
Okay, so yeah, close to 5 years.
Because it was actually 2012. That's when we started. That January, he talked to Divide or Joe.
Yeah, it was the end of 2011. So yeah, I mean, it was the very end of 2011, beginning of 2012.
And
I joined about 8 months ago, I think we figured.
Yeah. And what happened last year was real busy. Me and him played Ozark Amphitheater. We did, we do stuff for the troops and different things like that, and we just are fortunate as an acoustic band that people were like, hey, we want you to come play here, hey, we're going to play here. It wasn't really about us booking a bunch of stuff. I'd say we played, the first year, 2012, 2013, probably did 25, 30 shows, and then after that we slowed down from there, just trying to get our name out there that, hey, we're this new entity, hope people care, and people were coming to see us, so.
Yeah.
It just kept growing from there.
Yeah. So we were kind of talking a little bit off mic there, discussing, but you guys are looking to put out a new project. You guys are in studio doing some stuff.
Yeah, we recorded
eight songs.
Eight songs, probably the middle of last year. And then we were looking to have them mastered. And as we were listening to them, we started talking to John. He started jamming with us, and it was like, let's not finish this until we get him in there, because, now we're going to have this new sound along with it, and no reason to put out something that's not 100%.
Yeah.
Because, even though it sounds studio awesome, you could still tell that there was an element that needed to be in there,
Yeah. So as you're writing these songs, how do you decide if it's... an Echo Trace song or Divide the Empire song?
That's been kind of a weird thing, too. I don't know. There's a special fit. Some of the songs actually are played with both bands.
Yeah.
But they're just so different that you would never really be able to tell. Like Glimpse, we do live acoustic.
Okay.
Don't Know Anything, sometimes I do acoustic, just depending on if, whatever, just throwing it in. But as far as records go... I try to pick the ones that I think are... Some just fit better acoustically. You try to play a rock song that you wrote acoustically. And probably 60% of the time it's like, oh, this is cool. It's going to work. I'm going to be able to transpose it into a harder version. But sometimes it just sounds better on a wooden box with just him hitting that little thing. Yeah. It just
an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it's more pure.
A cable stick.
Yeah, rehearsals, they'll jam some of their songs, Divide the Empire songs, and just see if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're hoping for a 2016 release then, I guess.
We're hoping this year. I mean, we're hoping that it's going to be, you know, something that's probably around the holidays of this year, you know, yeah. Right before. That's what we're hoping.
Some stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had even talked, thrown around the idea of doing vinyls.
Yeah.
You know, because that option's out there now. And our artwork's already done. A lot of our stuff's already done and ready to go. Just we're going to go in, record four more or five more mm-hmm. in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And then add bass to all the rest of them. Yeah. And I might go back and play some keyboards and do some other backup vocals just to spice it up a little bit more. But and then, yeah, we're just going to put out, you know, a 15 or 16 song album and just have it out there as the only one we'll probably put out like that. We'll probably just put out singles after that because there's really no,
yeah,
it's changed. Like, we'll always have that one that you can get as a hard copy. But as far as any stuff after, we'll just go to the studio, record it, and put it out.
Right.
Know, it just seems like that's the only way to go now.
Most people still want CDs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're one person, so you can make it for you. You pay the $300 for your one CD. Yeah, the vinyl is a great idea.
I had a nice conversation the other night about vinyl and how, you know, I agree. I'm a vinyl fan. Enthusiast myself. I try to buy everything I can on vinyl. And luckily, most of the bands that I support also support vinyl. So, I don't know. I think it's there's something about that experience of listening to a record and having, you know, the tangible artwork right there. You know,
there is.
Yeah.
There is. I think with this one, with Echo Trace, it's going to be different. We're going to put the booklet in there with the lyrics and all. You know, we're going to, because it's just, like I said, that'll be the only one, most likely 15, 16, maybe even a couple extra little bonus tracks or something that are on there. Put it out with all the artwork, and that'll be what you can get from us as far as product. Other than that, I think you'll be able to just download songs from iTunes and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were, you know, regardless of what you think about the guy, but they, Kanye West said
that. Who's she?
He'll be putting out his stuff like exclusively just for digital stream, like because. That's kind of
nobody's buying the records.
Yeah, nobody's buying them, so might as well just start putting them out there.
I think we had more downloads than Kanye West last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how else do you think we got that Echo Trace helicopter?
Yeah.
I mean...
I forgot about that.
You had to just put your name. I mean, even the landing pad's got a giant E on it. We're like the Picasso of acoustic music, isn't that what it is?
That's the word on the street.
Isn't that what he was saying, though? He was the Picasso.
I listened to, like, the... actually, I didn't hear it originally, the rant he did about, like, being whatever the greatest thing and, like, you know, all that stuff. But he... I did listen to when Deadpool came out, like, Ryan Reynolds, like, did a... Like
the guy that looked like old balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what they said, like burnt up old toasty sack or something, old scrotum sack. Yeah. Strange thing for your friend to compare you
it's
to.
It's a graphical map of Utah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Ryan Reynolds ended up like doing like a, you know, word for word, like reenactment of the audio that came out with Kanye West and stuff. And so you know, that part made me laugh. So I went back and I listened. I tried to find the Kanye West thing after that, but I don't know. The guy definitely has some ego. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I never understood that, but I mean, it's cool to see it because then you can believe it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. You know, it is pretty wild. Like, I mean, I don't know that you need to be throwing around some of the statements that he has, but I mean, the guy has really kind of come up You know, from nothing to what he is now.
Yeah, don't you remember Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit? That's how he kind of ruined his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he was the best thing to ever hold a microphone. And after that, you never really heard, like, all of a sudden their concerts were, like, dwindling down to where they were playing with.
They still sell out,
though. Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Last time they were at the pageant, they sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I,
But you definitely want to watch your ego.
For sure, yeah.
The music sells, but not...
Yeah, I mean, all I want is M&M's with the peanuts in them in my dressing room. That's all I want.
Yeah. You know? That's in your rider?
Yeah. And the good bottled water, that the Ice Mountain. That's the good. Yeah. None of that, easy to none of that Fiji water for me, you know? like crab rangoons with with the sweet and sour sauce.
I drink lots of it, but smart water doesn't do anything to you.
No, you
I would have never guessed you were drinking that.
No, I thought you were a little quicker. It's that smart water that's doing it to you. It'd be even better to have a brand called Dumb Water. It makes sense, though, for people who are buying bottled water, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, sounds like a $1 million idea right there.
You know what we need to do? We need to put some water, regular tap water, in a bottle and just seal it like it's never been opened before. I guarantee people buy it. $1.89 a bottle at any gas station.
And you get a bag of M&M's. Or
yeah, bag of M&M's.
Yeah.
You could hand them out on your... on your helicopter.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to be a part of our fake parade?
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, because I think my uncle, we want to just use a convertible, dress up like whatever you want, and just throw candy at people and wave.
Yeah.
We could do it all day. We could throw out rock, paper, podcast things, divide the Empire cards.
Can you fly a helicopter? Cards.
I could try. when's the parade?
I mean, whenever you want it to be. Yeah.
Let's do it. We're gonna have to pause this podcast and go out for a parade and then we'll be back.
Okay.
So we're just gonna cruise up and down through Swansea and hang out throwing candy at kids.
It would be fun, but there's nobody that walks around on Belleville Main Street on Saturday.
Yeah.
There is, but that's probably not what you would want to throw at them.
All right.
You'd probably just want to make sure that you're not... You have to wear a stag shirt if you're going to walk downtown Belvo. If you want anyone to talk to you.
Is that like part of the uniform? And
yeah, it has to be a stag shirt.
The Belvo code.
Yeah. Or you have to be carrying some kind of Belvo flag. The green, white, and black. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You got to carry your colors around here.
We were kind of talking, too, about... being where we're recording this in Randy's basement where you guys practice at. This is kind of, you know, this is like a real Ray Finkel moment for me, man. Like being down here where all this magic happens.
Finkel and Einhorn.
Yeah. So, this is like your movie set, too. You make all your promo videos and stuff.
Yeah, all the stupid ideas have come from right down here. Some good ones and then a bunch of stupid ones have come from right down here.
From that smart water.
Right? Yeah, it's all that smart water. This has been the lair for a while. And believe it or not, everything that's down here moves to other spots for shows, for other practices. So everything comes apart and goes right back out the door and it gets set back up like this again, except for that TV with the red line on it. That stays here most of the time.
Yeah. With the red line on it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would be a lot of fun moving stuff up and down that stairs and then...
You don't have to. The back opens up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, why did we come down the little door?
Because there's a lot of stuff to do to come out the normal door.
I never knew there was a back door.
Yeah. That's the weird part there is.
Wow. I need to drink some of that water.
Yeah.
I'll get you some.
So let's, the band, the sound, I guess, is more, like I said, it's all acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, do we have a particular,
like, genre?
Yeah, or influences, or anybody that you...
I mean, I would say the 90s and 2000s, you know, I mean, everything that, you know, from grunge to collective soul kind of style to Candlebox. We've had people say a lot of different stuff.
Days of the New.
Yeah, Days of the New. Mm-hmm. You know, which is all compliments. I don't care. I mean, as long as, you know, I've never heard anybody come up and say, hey, you suck, you know? So I think that gives you all the incentive to keep on going. And plus, we love it anyway, so even if you did suck, you'd still do it anyway. All
right.
You know, so.
Sometimes you almost wish, though, like, somebody would say that. At least you know, like, I mean, obviously, you know, it helps when they say good things. But like, if they say you suck, like, at least it's something. Because there's a lot of times, like, you know, me, I even doing the show, like, there's a lot of times I don't get, like, any feedback at all. So it's like, all right, well, there it is, you know. But, like, it'd be nice to have somebody at least, like, some kind of criticism.
Yeah, well, we've had some.
Yeah.
I mean, me and him as a team have done over 450 live performances. So it gets pretty crazy about what you've heard, seen, and done. And I mean, really kind of weird stuff. You meet, and you know, because now you've been out doing it. But, I mean, when it comes to closing time, or just throughout the evening of drunk people that you deal with, because like
when you guys are covering Semisonic,
but when you're there to perform, you know, you're not really spending maybe some bands, but like I don't spend the night drinking and stuff. I'm prepping, you know, even if I'm waiting, if I'm one of the last bands, you know, I'm talking to everybody, we're doing our thing, kind of, you know. So you're really, you aren't partying. You're a part of the entertainment. So if you treat it like that, you're really in the smoky drinking bar not doing that. And then by the end of the night, you're tired. You've already done heard drunk people getting hit on.
Right.
The ones that are being hit on, you know, all these different things, fights or whatever may happen throughout the evening.
Somebody's complaining.
Somebody's barfing. So yeah, somebody, that last band was terrible.
Somebody threw up on my good stag shirt.
Yeah.
There's people fucking on my drum set.
I hope that hasn't happened.
Sorry.
That sounds like a story.
Sorry about the cuss word.
No, he actually, he got some of the show.
Huh?
A couple shows, right?
No.
He's the Ringo of the band.
Man fired?
No.
Man Fry Ringo?
Yeah. Man Fry Ringo, dude. That's the name for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, every album he has a different name on it. It's Keith, whatever, and then the last name.
There's so many.
Or Kevin.
Yeah.
Or
Kevin. Yeah, the Kevin James thing that worked for a little while. No, but you know, you see all sorts of strange stuff, and you hear all sorts, and doing, I don't know, you've done them where people are doing them in the car, the podcast in the car. I've watched some of them where it's, you know.
Yeah, I did one in a minivan. I did Taco Bell's.
Nice.
Yeah, Denny's, Taco Bell ones have been fun because it's all in that live moment, you know, like same thing with a concert and stuff. But it's it like we were recording and then like there was something happened with these girls, like they were all talking to each other like in their earpieces or whatever, and so like we totally missed the joke, but they all started laughing and then like all ran into the bathroom, and it was like, well, that was weird, and mm-hmm. and then they all came back out, and then we started. We were like, "Hey, come over here," and we said we got them to come on, try to get them on the podcast and stuff. And so it's like it's something about that moment, you know, like that live moment and capturing that and stuff. But yeah, you never know when you get out there in a live show what could happen when people have a couple too many adult beverages or whatever it might be. You guys play a lot over this side of the river, or
there are some places that we do play over here, and then you have Cicero's. you have Cicero's, that Cherry Lounge that was off of Gravoy. That was a lot of fun playing there. Is Riddle's Penultimate still down there in Del Mar? The Venice Cafe, excuse me. The Venice Cafe. gosh, uncomfortable. But yeah. So yeah, we.
What is the deal? Can't you just hold that in?
It just seems so.
It just seems so off the wall. It just. Hold on, just. Yeah, it's. Okay, all right, we're back.
Sorry about that. What was the question again? It was about places that we play. Over here, pitchers, sports bar. I know we're... we had talked about doing sevens, but they really have nowhere to set up. There's not really a whole lot of places on this side of the river. Yeah. And the ones that are, they're pretty much demanding of cover bands. So, I mean, we fit in doing a lot of, wineries. We do stuff, like I said, for the troops, so we'll get phone calls. We'll probably do stuff in the Ozarks. And, smaller little coffee shops and venues and things like that.
Yeah, so you guys play all original material then?
Yeah, I mean, we do throw in covers if needed, you know, but we try not to. There's enough of those bands, you know. I respect them and love them, and they're everywhere, but I mean... Unless we're going to pick one that's a really cool song that we can kind of make our own. And we do that sometimes, you know, take something that... What was the one we were doing? Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's like a... Yeah, we were doing that. And, it's...
Yeah.
That's one of them weird songs, you know. Like, you love it, but you're going to roll your windows up if there's other people next to you, you know. I mean, sometimes, I think, you know. You look next to you and there's like a couple gangsters, you're not going to be like singing Careless Whisper, like looking at them, you know what I mean? But it's still a good song.
That scene in Office Space when Michael Bolton is rapping and then like, you know, he's like...
rolls, yeah, drives off.
Yeah. That's a crazy movie. But yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed to crank up some Tears for Fears or whatever it might be. I enjoy all kinds of different music. Everybody, you know, people say some of that stuff's like, you know, guilty pleasures or whatever and stuff, but like, I don't know, I like it.
I'm not ashamed of any type of stuff. I mean, I don't like country music. There's hardly any that I enjoy. There might be 20 songs ever written that I'm like, this is awesome song, and that's it. Heard all the rest of them. Rode a tractor, it was never that impressive. I have a pickup truck and I could care less.
Yeah.
And I don't like bonfires, make your clothes stink and they give you lung cancer. Not really. I can't write a country song. I don't think I'm out of material. Not a big fan of Daisy Dukes either. I don't think that the wife should show off that much. Cleavage is fine, but nobody needs to see lippage, you know. That gets a little creepy after a while. Yeah, you're with me. I know you're with me there. Thank you. Thank you. No more lippage.
I think that's the first time lippage has been used on the...
I think that's the proper word.
Lippage. It's 194 to get to it.
Yeah, only 194 episodes to get to lippage. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Some people have to go years before they get lippage, more, you know.
I'm getting ready to record with these girls. They do a show called... Writing with St. Louis, another St. Louis music podcast, cool. And just trying to help support and things. But they they talked about pee quite a bit on one of their things, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't." She's like, "Sorry, we talk about pee so much." And I was like, "Oh, that's fine. I've never had any pee talk on the show. A lot of poo talk, but no pee. So it'll be good to get some
well-rounded show.
Yeah,
now.
Get some pee talk in there. And
yeah.
So now we got some." Some lippage in there. But, you know, we'll get it all eventually by 200, I think. So
yeah. Also got to plug too that Firebrand Studios is where Divide records, and that's where Echo Trace records too, and that's where we're constantly in and out of like a revolving door to get new things done for people.
Yeah.
And we're working on updating our website more. We've been lazy about that. It's really hard to keep up on all that crap. You know.
Yeah.
Almost need somebody to do it. Are you free?
Sure.
Just need updates, and we'll put Rock Paper Podcast on there now. We'll put like a little emblem on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Cool.
When do I start?
When do you start what?
Right now.
Yeah. We'll start with the
website.
Oh, I have no idea. It is really something that we need, because I'm crappy about that, like updating the shows. I use, you know, usually now it's just Facebook. It's just start an event and say, hey, you know, come see us, and then make a couple, you know, phone calls to people and get some promotion going, some posters and things like that. But it's hard being in the two bands, getting, you know, so we might do some really good quality shows, you know, even the ones where we plan the venue, we pick out the bands, we have our own sound, we have our own lights, and we put on our own showcase. We've done that a few times a year, too, so. Yeah. And those are always a lot of fun, where we just have my friend that owns Pitchers in Belleville, you know, we'll go up there and we have the whole back room, so we'll set it up with our lights and our banner and, you know, all that stuff and our sound, and just really get it pin perfect, get everybody in there, eat dinner, perform acoustically for you, and send you off.
Yeah.
And that's been a great way for us to do shows, to tell you the truth. I'm planning it completely on your own, because then if it's a failure, it's your fault. There's nobody else to complain to, you know.
Sure.
Like, I love Cicero's, I love Jay, and the whole setup there, but it's always hard for parking. Like, Cicero's is like one of the things where you're driving around for an hour just to find a parking spot, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to get, even if we get 50 people to come see you, they don't want to stay long because, you know, they're downtown St. Louis and they're, you know, it's getting late or whatever, so. It's getting more and more rough. Now we're doing their open, we did their, the restaurant, mm-hmm. where you play on that little itty-bitty mini stage, you know? I kind of like that better than the back room anymore.
Did a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing I worry about. Like, they're getting ready to open up that Del Mar Hall next to the pageant. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, it's already crazy down there on a show night trying to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
But
now that, I mean, with the trolley and stuff, maybe they'll do some kind of, like, place that you could, you know, park and then just ride, you know what I mean? Hopefully they have something like that. That'll make a big difference.
You're going to need something. I don't imagine they're going to build any kind of parking structure around there in that area. So, you know, need something. But,
hoverboards.
Definitely need some hoverboards. And then for our new Nikes we're going to all get, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about that. I would never buy them, I don't think.
Yeah.
One, for the lack of cash. Two, for the idea of getting your ass whooped and somebody taking your shoes. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Oh, well, hopefully we, I'm sure some, you know, enough people, but I don't know. You're a pretty big guy.
You got to start carrying, like, you got to get your conceal and carry to wear these shoes, you know what I mean? If you got $400 or $500 shoes on, you know, you are a target, you know what I mean?
Luckily, I wear 15s, so hopefully not too many people can wear 15s.
So. Yeah, I'm a 13, so I can do that.
I could fit both of my feet in one of your
shoes. You know what they say about guys with big feet?
They wear big shoes.
Yeah, they wear big shoes. Yeah. I used to work at Shoe Carnival, and we had to order in a pair for a guy that were 21s.
Oh, wow.
And we were all laughing, and the manager got all mad. I was like, hey, man, there's somebody who really has a problem. Like, he has no problem at all. This dude's probably hung like a buffalo, and all he has to do is kick you, and you die. So let's not act like he's got it rough, you know what I mean? Like, it might be hard for him to find underwear that fit comfortably. That's about it, you know? All of his shirts are belly shirts after one wash, you know what I mean?
He wouldn't be able to come down here.
No, no. You play bass like this. That's awesome.
Was that your first job?
No. My first job was making onion rings at a fish stand when I was 15.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And then I moved out of my mom's at, like, 17. Been out on my own since. Started working at a boot factory and then worked my way up to right to being a carpenter. Been a carpenter ever since.
Yeah?
Working for the same company for almost 17 years.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucked out, I guess.
Yeah. I've been at the same job for, like, 12 years.
It's a luck factor. Yeah. I mean, even though it becomes one of those, you know, everyday grinds, it's still, you're fortunate, you know.
Yeah.
I can afford Ice Mountain and my painted M&Ms.
Oh, right. What about you guys? Where were your first jobs?
First job.
I mean, I was a dishwasher.
Yeah.
So, and I moved up from that to Subway for 5 years. It was inside Walmart, so it was like even better.
He took the payout after Jared banged him. He took the payout, and that's how he was able to get his van, all of his drum kits.
You know. I heard he's not doing so well now.
Yeah. No, he takes more than a football now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear he's off his diet, too.
I think my very first job was at Schnucks, and I was working there, and they being a taller guy, the shirts they gave me like didn't fit quite right, and they always wanted me to wear it tucked in, and every time I would like bend over to get more bags and stuff, my shirt would come untucked, and then they'd be like, "Hey, tuck your shirt in," and I'm like, "I just did," and like, you know, stuff like that, and then finally I realized. Like, as a kid, like, you know, whatever, like 10, I'm like, I would help kind of bag groceries as I come through there. I thought it was kind of fun. I was like, hey, that'll kind of be a cool job. And then I got the job and I was like, man, this sucks. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't stay there very long. Yeah, that was my first taste of the workforce being out there.
Yep. So, yeah, as far as it goes with. We're working on a lot of different stuff for Echo Trace, but with being in Divide, it's been one of them deals where it's slow process. Sure. You know, like we don't have the same like you said with the t-shirts. It's coming up with the fundage. If we have a show that makes $400 or $500, we put that right in the bank for merch or whatever, and we've just been kind of lazy on that. So now with him and us going back in the studio, going to finish a record, we're going to get some t-shirts, going to get the koozies. Yeah. That's probably about it. I don't think we'll get too many other things. Maybe the rubber band bracelets. Everybody digs those.
Yeah. I used to wear those quite a bit. And then, like, I started getting, like, I guess because I never really took them off.
Yeah, you get a little.
And they, like, it's, like, chapped or whatever.
Or you lose hair underneath it and it looks like you're wearing a bracelet when it breaks. Yeah. It's easier just to get tattoos of bracelets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that would probably be the way to do it, you know? Right.
Get, like... Get some Livestrong tattoo or something. Or
yeah.
Whatever it is. Whatever the... Get.
I was going to get Exit Only on one of my butt cheeks. And then Xavier Roberts on the other one, which is what they used to stamp Cabbage Patch Kids with.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Exit Only and Xavier Roberts.
Yeah. I thought of a bunch of different... I have a hot dog... Like the top of a hot dog and the bottom of a hot dog, where it looks like your ass cheeks are the bun. So that'd be pretty cool. That's a good idea. Really, you just want to give something for the mortician to read.
Right.
Really, you're coming up with no other concepts of an idea of the reason of why you would want tattoos other than you're giving the mortician reading material. That's virtually it. I mean, you know, it's the only thing you're taking with you.
This joke is going to pay off big time when I'm dead. Like, this is he's going to love this.
Yeah. Look at this hot dog in my butt cheeks. He's going to get a kick out of this.
And then,
if you planned your whole life around what your mortician was going to think, he would. I bet it would be one of the most fun burials or embalmings he's ever had to do.
Right. And then,
God, this guy was hilarious.
So get this. I was this guy came in there the other day. Had a tattoo. Looked like he had a hot dog in his butt cheeks. Anyway, I just like, you know. Telling those stories.
They probably wouldn't even get to see it because he'd be laying on your back whenever they embalm you anyway, you know. They wouldn't even get the whole joke. You'd have to get one on the front of you that says flip for jokes.
I see you did have your a tattoo there on your, with you guys. Do you guys have quite a bit of tattoos or
I went the cheap route. I actually got scars.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And I got some of my arms and
you
wanna
know how I got those scars?
And I have Illinois on my leg. The scar looks like Illinois.
So oh, yeah? Yeah,
sometimes I draw a dot where I'm at.
Yeah, he's not going to get tattoos. Yeah, he was one of the unfortunate victims of getting like a hit and run type thing by a vehicle while he was on a bicycle.
Oh, wow.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he has to drink all that smart water now so then he can remember all the drum things that we're doing. Actually, he's way better off than me, and I spent most of my youth doing drugs and drinking. So here's a guy that didn't do any of that. He just got hit by a quick car, and the fucker can play drums. I guess that's what happens.
Might spark something.
Yeah, it might have.
Yeah, I think both, though, the tattoos and scars, they both are have stories to tell and stuff mostly. And, So, yeah. That,
what about you? You covered?
No, man. I don't have anything yet. I don't even have any scars, really. So,
you have to go out and cut yourself and get a tattoo, man. What's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. I have ideas for some things, and I don't know. Just nothing's never really been permanent enough, I guess, to put it on tattoo for yet. Like, so I don't know. I just
you could get 8675309 put on like one of your knuckles or something. You know,
my cousin just did like DC on one hand and Marvel on the other, like all like you know, Iron Man logo and all that, whatever. Batman and all the stuff, whatever. All the different logos on his knuckles, and I was like, that's dedication right there.
Yeah, really. Because I mean, I have a lot of childhood things that I've thought about putting on, and then I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. So.
But we're definitely putting the hot dog in the butt.
Most likely, yeah. I mean, and even if it happens more whenever I'm elder, it'll be more painful because everything's like paper thin when you're old, you know. But I'll probably do it around then. I'm not going to do it now just in case I ever have to do any kind of nude photo op or anything, you know. You never know when they're going to be like, hey, dude, with the muffin top, get naked. We're going to take pictures. So, all right, deal, you know. Because I'm all about that money when it comes down to it, you know.
You guys going to do like that, like a Chili Peppers album
with the sock thing? Yeah. We'd all be like real pale white and hairy.
I think they're from California.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from California! California! I'm from California!
Did you know?
Don't you know? A doobie dop, a doobie dop, a doobie. Yeah. Did you watch that? It says the Red Hot Chili Peppers every song.
Actually, I was, I thought about because on the way over, one of those, whatever the song is, one of them came on there. But the problem is, in my brain, I tend to go to the Weird Al version a lot of times, like, so I end up, like, singing, so it's the one, whatever the, it's got a son, or he's got a buddy named Barney Rubble, or whatever, you know, and like, I just, so I end up going to all the,
like the Give It Away song.
I end up going to all the, different Weird Al lyrics to songs and stuff instead of the actual lyrics. And there's a guy, Brian Posehn, like a real funny comic, and he was talking about like it was on Conan or something, and he was talking about raising his kids, and he was like, his kid was at that age where he wanted to start introducing him to music and things, and but he's like, he didn't know how to handle Weird Al. Like, he's like, I don't know if I should introduce him to all the music first and then Weird Al, or just introduce him to Weird Al first. And then he's like, you know, imagine him going to like a high school prom or something, and like, you know, he's dancing, and he's like, man, who the hell's this guy ruining Eat It? You know, he's like, this,
grab a piece of pizza and eat it.
Yeah.
So, I will be right back.
Yeah. That's funny. But yeah, I just thought that was a great idea. I'm like, so gives me some ideas about how I can mess up my kids whenever I get to that point.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know. Rain, I guess Randy getting a refill the Blue Moon beer.
Good stuff.
That's what I've never had any. I'm not much of a beer drinker myself.
Are you whiskey or
no? I don't drink much alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm not like opposed to it. I don't know. It's never really been for me. A lot of times, like, I'm always driving too, so that's a lot of it. Like, I don't. If I ever do get to drinking, it's going to be in my own home. And the part of the problem is the fact that I don't drink. Whenever I do, it only takes about one or two, and then I'm. And I'm pretty much done, and I'm, you know. So for being a big guy, I don't have much of a tolerance to it at all, you know. I did a shot the other night down at Pop's. A guy bought me a shot, and even that, I was like, just one shot, and I was like, ooh, man.
I'm in the same boat as you, though. I mean, I maybe drink once a month, and it's maybe a six-pack. and that's about all I can do anymore.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like eating a meal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I have to watch. I mean, I don't want to look like John Candy right before he passed away. You know, that's no fair for anybody that has to carry me. Right. You know. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get to the point where. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the point now where I'm really watching more, not just watching it go down the hatch, you know, but watching like, okay, I shouldn't have that today, or if I'm going to have that, it should only be once a month. You know what I mean? Instead of
sure,
you can have cookies once a week instead of four times a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean maybe. You know, maybe have a couple of Girl Scout cookies and not the whole box.
Yeah.
So.
Just like, because now in your life, doing a line is Oreos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why they put the per serving on the box.
So. Yeah, but that could be tricky, though. You know what I mean? A lot of the stuff's like, if you buy, like, a can of soda, or let's just say Monster, for example. Like, I've been buying those Monster, the low-carb Monsters. It says on there 3 grams of sugar. Well, but it's two servings per can, so it's 6 grams of sugar. And then it says that it's only 300 milligrams of sodium. Well, it's per can, so now times that times two. So, I mean, you're pretty much drinking a half a cup of salt.
Yeah.
You know, it's really what the measurement is, a half a cup of salt in one can of Monster. That's a lot of salt. Sure, you're not getting sugar, but you're getting a lot of stroke. You know what I mean? Like, while you're drinking it, you're on the verge of a stroke right there. Like, you can easily just shut your heart down and that's it.
Feel dehydrated.
But you might not be the lucky, you know, the unlucky one.
Yeah.
Sticking with beer from
there. Another comedian, Brian Regan, has a joke about.
He's a guy that looks kind of like Jim Carrey a little bit. Has that. I think I know who you're talking about. He kind of he's just a funny looking dude, but he's funnier now.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. But he's
Bill Burr's my favorite.
Yeah, Brian's got a joke about serving size and like Fig Newtons. These Fig Newtons on the package say like 2 cookies.
Only eats 2 cookies.
You know? Yeah, that's what he's like. I eat Fig Newtons by the sleeve, man. Yeah. You know, he's like,
you know who Kevin James is?
Yeah.
I got his live, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Sure.
One of his was the best where he said, he goes, what's up with muffins now? He's like, you can't get normal size muffins. You can either get mini muffins or, oh my God, I'll take the blueberry beanbag chair right there. No! Leave the plastic on it, I'll cover my pool.
Yeah,
you know? Right. And he's like, or it's the mini muffins, and those things are like popping aspirin. I'll eat 50 of those things. And it was like 4,000 calories, you know.
Well, guys, I guess we'll wrap this up.
EchoTraceMusic.com.
Yeah, go get yourself some tunes.
DivideTheEmpire.com.
Yeah.
Go to Beatnik's T-shirt shop. Voodoo Queen Magazine.
Blue Moon Beer.
Dirtbag Clothing.
Now he's just naming everything.
Can't think of any more. Yeah.
Subway. No. Dirt.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this has been awesome.
Sugar Shane. Didn't Joe gave you that name that night, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that came from that night, but yeah, it's a... yeah, he ended up saying Sugar Shane at the end of that promo video we shot, and I've been Sugar Shane ever since. So.
Does anybody else call you that?
Nope, I'm just Joe. So,
well, you know, that's one thing. I mean, we definitely are thankful that there's somebody out there that, you know, enjoys. I mean, there's lots of people out there that enjoy local music, but it is cool that you took it to the next level and that you go out and you go support all these bands, and there's so many awesome bands in St. Louis, and you've actually brought it to a forefront to where other people have an easier way to listen to them without having to go and listen to Spotify and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. You can go listen to a cool live performance. And me, I'm not a big fan of a lot of mainstream music, but when I do find a band that comes into like the Point and does like an acoustic thing that you can't really find anywhere else, that's what I want. I would rather have that raw, right then and moment song than the studio perfect stuff. Not every time, but sometimes. And it's nice that you're able to do that sometimes.
The
Hoobastank. The Hoobastank we won't even talk about. But as far as you know, I think that's cool that you're one of the guys that's trying to keep that going. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, I have a whole lot of fun doing this, and like I said, I just try to capture a moment, man, and like you know, with the live performances and the interview and everything, I just want to capture that moment and share it with people and let people know, like, that, you know, these are cool people making good music, and you know, so yeah, I happy to help, guys. You guys are gonna set up and jam some tunes.
Yeah,
so
you just need to pause. Is that what you're
Yeah, so we'll so stick around and hear those. What do you guys want to play? You know,
when did we say we're gonna play Hypnosis and Compromised, or do you want to do the Balance and
up to you?
Okay, well then we'll do the Balance and Hypnosis.
You want to? Stories behind those songs you want to share before?
The Balance was one of the first songs that me and him wrote when we started the Echo Trace thing. We had the Balance and Anyway were the first two songs that we had wrote as just a duo. And the Balance was one of those songs kind of about not letting anybody else's dream change yours. That's kind of where that song came from. And Hypnosis, I think, is... it was a melodic rhythm beat that I came up with, and then the lyrics just came out. I don't know where I went, but it came out good. I think that's a lot of it. Sometimes you just let it happen, record it, and then if a freestyle has a whole way about it, I'll keep listening to it until the whole rest of the puzzle comes together, and then I'll finish writing the song that way.
I heard Steven Tyler on Stern Show not too long ago, and he was talking about, like, some of the writing that he's done with Aerosmith, and now, like, there's sometimes, like, you know, they got a melody or whatever, they'll start with that, and then, like, and he'll just start, like, saying words that kind of fit in that pacing and stuff, and then, like, and then just kind of ends up trying to write words to fit to it, but sometimes he'll, like, just leave those things. So his lyrics might not always make sense, but they fit in the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's like, it's so sometimes it... You know, it works, but...
Yeah, sometimes you just find your place. But I grew up with, really, really heavy into Soundgarden at a young age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking like, you know, the FOP record and Ultra Mega OK and then, you know, Super Unknown. And, I mean, just and Bad Motorfinger. I mean, these things and Stone Temple Pilots and the Pearl Jam, those bands really shaped. And if you remember, their lyrical format was just poetry. You know, I mean, it wasn't like they were telling a story, so... I couldn't tell you. I think that would be the writing pattern that I shoot for, mm-hmm. you know, is just kind of letting whatever happen. And with him, it's just cool because he's like, well, let me do this and let me do this, and it just adds that much more. I mean, percussion's kind of has no ends as long as he's like an octopus, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there's not really... I mean, we don't use any kind of machines, you know. A lot of people now are using all sorts of samples and things like that, and I'm not opposed to that by any means, but... You know, we don't, and so when you hear all these different drum things going on, it's like, wow, that's one dude doing all those things. You know,
right.
So
we'll get to that point eventually.
Yeah, we will. Everybody's going that way.
Sorry, it's really hard to take you seriously when there's a girl farts in public video going on in the background.
She's crop dusting. It's funny that it just keeps going on its own. Yeah. Well, here, we can come up with... I mean, there's a whole bunch of different ones we can come up with.
Where would we be without the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, so stick around, hear those songs. Go to... Echo Trace Music.
EchoTraceMusic.com.
Yeah, and keep an eye out, hopefully, for...
The Amends record.
The Amends record coming soon.
Yep, we can't tell you how soon because we haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the stuff that is up on our website is partial versions of some of those songs.
You got a SoundCloud account?
Yeah, there's a SoundCloud that's... I don't know what it's called, though. I couldn't tell you. It's on my phone.
Yeah.
It's like...
I'll
I don't even know Allah. Yeah. I don't know where my phone is.
You want me to call it?
Yeah.
No, because I have no ringer. What's up, dude? How you doing, dude? SoundCloud, I do have one. Don't say hello. Okay. There's no dead air time. What is going on, Keith? You got to keep talking. SoundCloud.
You guys have a Facebook
fan page? Yeah, we have an Echo Trace fan page. What is mine called? This isn't actually under Echo Trace. It's called Echo Trace / Divide the Empire.
Right.
So it's got a little bit of... It's got both bands' music on it, yeah. So I'm promoting both there. But yeah, definitely keep up with our website because shows pop up with us. We try to book things, and you know we do play shows, but there's more pop-up things that just happen where people call and they're like, hey, can you play this show this weekend? And we're like, sure.
Yeah.
So we do those a lot, and that's going to happen a lot more now that it's starting to get warm.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Good patio weather coming up.
Yeah.
Get out there and do some jamming.
Yeah. As much jamming as possible. Even if we, you know, I'm totally down. I'm working on getting more mobile to do street performances.
All right.
You know, where we can just set up with just a battery-powered cube and just roll, you know.
Like a busking, what's that, what they call that?
Well, they have a what's called the Roland BA330, and that one's perfect because it's got 10 hours of battery time. I can do vocals and guitar out of it.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
Just play right outside of the stadium until they come out and try to do something. Like you said, I'm a big enough dude, you know, it'll take a while. You know. Plus, I have a guitar as a weapon, you know. I'm not going to mess with a guy with a guitar as a weapon, you know.
Right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you.
This has been a lot of fun.
It's been great.
I will talk to you later.
We're here for good old Rock Paper Podcast. This song is called The Balance. Your balance, head and secrets deep beneath. Your lungs are full, better let go now. Your forehead whispers, screaming pain. Don't be scared of letting go now. It's getting way too hard to stay. Yeah.
song's called Hypnosis.